irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, happy Monday, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill. Today, we'd like to thank our sponsors, the lovely folks over at Markham Search, who make this show possible. Markham Search is an executive and contingency staffing company based in New York City with offices around the country, helping support all types of businesses with their recruiting and staffing needs. Today, we have with us LaDawn Davia. LaDawn is the CEO and founder of BIA. BIA is a new meta search engine and employee matching platform that has partnerships with companies such as ZipRecruiter, Indeed, and Next. Her unique algorithm will match candidates with open job positions and help filter to make sure that all the jobs are new and relevant, while also suggesting jobs to users. Prior to founding BIA, she worked at Entertainment Tonight, where she was pursuing her career as an on-camera host. She was also the founder and president of Accelerate Test Prep, a business that she started in college aimed at helping students improve their scores on the SAT and ACT tests. Davia earned her dual degrees in broadcast journalism as well as political science from Chapman University. Thank you so much for joining us today, LaDawn.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so my gosh, this is such an interesting thing. It sounds like you've been an entrepreneur from a very early age. Tell us a little bit about how you got started and got inspired to start opening your own businesses.
Yeah, so I kind of just fell into the tech space. Again, like you said, I was majoring in broadcast journalism, really wanting to go into the entertainment industry. I wanted to be a hard news reporter, so I definitely wanted to work in TV. I was open to different aspects of it. Once I kind of started working in it, I realized that I didn't like it very much. There just wasn't a lot of control in those job positions. And so I started looking for other jobs, and I quickly learned that these websites, they just don't really work. You can go on, you know, I won't name any of them specifically, but I almost tricked myself. You can go on some of them and you'll see where, you know, you're entering your resume, you're searching for things, and then you get, quote, matches. But the matches are ones like, I'll speak from personal experience. I graduated in 3 years. I had another business in college with some friends that was that Accelerate Test Prep company. And so I had a lot of experience, even besides being a college graduate. When I would go on some of these websites, I would get listings for a gardening position or nannying. And I was thinking, how are you getting that from my resume? You know, there's nothing in my resume that says I want to be a nanny and certainly not a gardener. So how are you getting this? And I learned that they're just matching off of keywords. You know, so if you have, example, the word computer in your resume, that doesn't mean you want to work in computers. It just means that maybe you know how to use a computer. So keyword matching just does not work. And that's kind of how I got the idea for BIA, just by using all these different websites and realizing that they don't work. And there are good things about some of them, but a lot of bad things too. And I just wanted to kind of solve that problem.
Okay. And so tell me how, I mean, again, to somebody like me, who I am just awed and inspired by technologically savvy people, we all have these great ideas where we think, oh, you know, I'm really frustrated on, say, one of the other job boards. I can't get the job I want. At what point do you actually make that leap and go, huh, I'm going to either design myself or hire designers? How did that come to fruition?
Yeah. So I always loved the idea of running my own business. I grew up in a family that was super entrepreneurial, and I always just loved the idea of knowing that if you work really hard, you have more control over your future than if you're working for someone else. Because at the end of the day, if you have your own business and you're not doing the work, no one else is going to do it. So that I really liked about it. I love the idea of working for myself. So in the back of my mind, it was always something I wanted to do. How I made the leap from searching on job engines or wanting to make my own was I just felt that there's room in the market for it. This is a good idea. And why not? You know, you never know. If I don't try now, it might never happen.
And so was it challenging? Did you do, when you say you created an algorithm, were you able to create that yourself? Did you have a background in that? Or was that something that you outsourced and found somebody who was knowledgeable in an area that you didn't know?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I had the idea. I wrote a business plan, and I knew that my coding skills are very limited, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it on my own. So I knew I needed to raise money and hire an engineer. So I, again, wrote my business plan, started just using my own network, trying to find anyone I knew who would give me just some friends and family fundraising. Eventually, I did find one person who really believed in me and the idea. I got a small round of funding, and this was a really long process. It definitely wasn't overnight. The first round of engineers, I was referred to by actually the president of my school, and 8 months later, they stole $50,000 from me.
And oh, no.
Yeah. And for me, at that time, of course, losing the money was horrible, but losing the time was almost worse because, you know, starting your own business, getting straight to market is crucial. You know, really, whoever hits the market first definitely has an advantage. So once I kind of picked myself up from that, I had to hire another engineer who I actually interviewed also when I had interviewed those two guys before. And I should have gone with him in the beginning, but it's okay. Everything worked out for me. I ended up hiring him and we went from there, and he's actually still with the company today. He's amazing. And so it all ended up working out. And, you know, when those guys did steal that money from me, it was a good wake-up call in a sense, because I had to really, really reevaluate and think, is this something that I want to do? Is this something that I want to continue to do? Because starting your own business, number one, is very difficult. But starting a business in an industry you are not an expert in is even harder. Now, I'm not an expert in technology or coding, so it just made it that much harder for me to really stand out. But it was something I wanted to do, and I knew it was something that was going to help a lot of people and just hopefully change the way people find jobs. So I just kept moving forward.
That's amazing. And so when did BIA launch? When did this come to be a live website?
So BIA finally launched about a year and 5 months ago. We launched our first iteration, and we're now on the 7th iteration of our website and soon to be 8th.
And so tell me a little bit about what is it that you feel like you've been able to do? Because being in the recruiting profession myself for the last 15 years, I do get frustrated. You know, I know myself and a lot of my counterparts and peers get extremely frustrated, both for the people that we find or the lack thereof on certain job boards, and or, you know, the people who I speak with who feel extremely frustrated because they feel like they're just not getting, like you said, the same experience, any return on these websites that are supposedly matching them with employers. How does your website do that, and what sort of success rate have you had in the year that you've been up and running?
Yeah, so I think from the feedback I hear from most of the people I interact with is they're frustrated by a couple of different things. The first is that, you know, you're going on these job boards and the listings are expired. You know, that's a huge problem because you see this great job and you're thinking, oh my God, I can't wait to apply. And then you click on it and it's 3 years old. Okay, so that job's not available anymore. So expired listings, I think, is the first problem. The second is obviously the bad matches. The faulty matches is also a huge negative. And the third are limited listings. So a way we've solved all three of those problems are, one, our algorithm can filter out old listings. So we do not ever give you a listing that is expired or old. That's number one. Number two, sometimes you go on different job boards, but you see the same jobs. So let's say you want to work in marketing. You're going on one website, seeing these marketing positions, and you go on another website and you're like, oh, wait, I just saw this on the last website. This is the same job. So our algorithm also does not double repeat listings. So you can go on VIA and just see that same listing one time. And third, the limited listings, we work with, instead of, VIA does have its own employers, which means we have our own job postings. We have some really loyal employers that just want to list on VIA, which is great. But we also have opened up our platform to other websites. So when you go on VIA, you can get jobs from Indeed, ZipRecruiter, LinkUp, Next, Azuna, and 46 other partners. And so you will never have a limited listings of jobs, you know, I mean, unless you are, you know, applying to 148,000 jobs, which I hope you're not in each industry, then that's a bigger problem. But so that's another thing, is why would you go to all these other websites when you could just go to one and get all the listings on there? And another thing is our algorithm gives you correct matches. So if you go on to VIA, just if you, you know, stumble upon it or want to go straight to the URL, you can search and apply for any job that comes up in your zip code and desired industry. But if you make an account on VIA, which is still free, you can then add your resume, answer a few questions, and then our algorithm will match you to all of those same jobs. So it will say, Jennifer, you and this job on Indeed are a 96% match, or you and this job on ZipRecruiter are an 80% match. Whatever it is, our algorithm matches you. So I think for all of these reasons combined, people feel that VIA is an easier solution to their job hunting rather than going to all of these other websites, getting faulty matches, seeing expired listings, and applying to all the same listings. Does that make sense, or did I just ramble on?
Yeah, it does. Can we just play around with this for a little bit? Because I can tell you firsthand from my experience of feedback I've gotten from job seekers and things they're frustrated by and things that really work well and things that don't work as well from the feedback I've gotten. You know, for example, Indeed.com, and I know that you said you partner with them. I love Indeed. I was a huge advocate and still am of Indeed since I was an early adopter of them. One of the obstacles that I find job seekers don't often know is because Indeed is free to post for job seekers to post their resume on there, and anybody can see a person's name on there, whether or not you're a paid employer. It just costs you, say, a dollar per resume to actually get the person's contact information or to have them respond. With Indeed, it's kind of dangerous because if you're a job seeker and you're posting your resume on there and you're currently employed, anybody can get an email. Like, for example, myself or any of my recruiting team members, we would set up a search, say, for somebody in the legal industry, HR manager, and the word legal, doing a Boolean search. And every morning, I love it. It's convenient for me. Indeed sends me a list of all potential candidates. But what a lot of these applicants don't know is that their email, or their resume rather, is being blasted out to thousands upon thousands of recruiters and companies, and that they might be jeopardizing their position. Is there something that your platform is doing to make it, I guess the word I'm looking for is maybe exclusive, because something like, for example, as a counterpoint, LinkedIn Recruiter. Not every company has $12,000 to $20,000 a year to spend on LinkedIn Recruiter. So odds are, if you put your open to new job opportunities on LinkedIn Recruiter and you select the little button that says, I'm open to hearing from employers, that to me, if you're somebody who's currently employed, seems like a safer strategy from a job hunting standpoint than just having your resume be available and open to the public on Indeed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. We actually don't even offer that as an option right now, because most of our job seekers, on our first iteration of the website, you had the option of making your profile public or private. 97% of our users wanted their information private, so we actually just took it upon ourselves to make it private for everyone. So as an employer or a recruiter, you cannot search for through resumes. We want to be able to offer that down the line, because we have had people ask us, you know, some people like that people are able to search for their resumes, but we're just not at a point yet where we have enough people wanting that on our platform. But down the line, it's something that I would like to offer, and those who want to opt in can opt in, and those who want it private would not do that. Personally, I wouldn't do that. But, you know, I also am not huge into social media or any of these things. I'm just kind of a more private person. So, you know, I think it's just a personal choice. You know, so many people, they list their address and their phone number and pictures of everything they do every day online. So I think it just depends on your own comfort level.
Yeah, and I think it's just important for anybody tuning in or listening today or down the road, you have to treat your job search like a strategy. You just don't want to go out there and plaster your resume, like you said, all over social media, or have yourself be too readily available, because most employers will even tell you their preferred candidate is what we call the passive candidate, not the active candidate whose resume is on every single job board. What I like so far about what I'm hearing, though, about your platform is that it sounds like you're almost utilizing like a match.com or an eHarmony sort of technique, where you're actually matching the success of the person to the potential job. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And that is kind of what we wanted to do. I wanted to make it just easy. I don't see why it needs to be so difficult. I hear so many people say, I've been applying to 300 jobs a day for the last 6 months. That's crazy to me. That's just too many. You're just applying to too many places. And if you're still not hearing back at that point, I would think maybe you need to kind of change something in your resume or change your cover letter, or I'm not even sure, maybe change industries. Like, I don't see why anyone would need to apply 300 times a day for 6 months and still not find something. That's what I really wanted to eliminate. And actually, just a few days ago, I got an email from one of our users telling me that he signed on to Bia for 2 days, searched, and he's starting his new job next Monday. And I
asked him,
and that's the fastest I've ever heard. Normally, it doesn't only take 2 days, but I asked him how did you do that? And he said, I really only applied to jobs that I actually was interested in. And I think that's so important, and something that sounds so simple, but a lot of people don't do this. I had colleagues when I was starting Bia kind of just asking, what do you do when you're searching? You know, have you found anything yet? And I noticed my peers were just applying for any job they found on the internet. And that is not good to do for so many reasons. And that's what's created this problem in job hunting, because it's not, everyone likes to get mad at the employers, but it's really not their fault, because you have to think about it from an employer's point of view. They're getting thousands of resumes a day, and they cannot search through all of these resumes. And there's, unless, you know, of course, I'm biased, I think Bia is the best, but Bia will filter it for these employers. But if you're not using Bia, how are you filtering through all of these? So that was something I really wanted to include when we were creating this platform, because it's just not working. You know, employees are getting frustrated because they're applying to hundreds of job listings. They're not hearing back, but it's because they're kind of spamming the internet, and these employers are like, you know, I clearly said in the job description, needs 2 years of experience. This person just graduated high school. This is not for me. So I think it's this kind of bad back and forth, because a lot of good candidates are just getting lost. You know, they're applying online, but their resumes are not even getting read. And so I think it's kind of just turned into a vicious cycle.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And to your point earlier about the people who might apply for 300 times a day to different jobs, there was a rule of thumb that I had created years ago when I specialized in career consulting. And that was, if you send out 10 resumes to different job boards or wherever it might be, and you get three or more responses or interviews, so a 30% or better return ratio, do not touch your resume, no matter what any resume writing person says, no matter what any feedback you might get on it is. If you're getting 30% or better return ratio for submitting your resume, that's a pretty good return on your time, and it means that your resume is doing its job and that you shouldn't touch it. But if you're sending out 10, 20, 30, or God forbid, 300 resumes and not getting one response, let alone 5, 10, or 20, then chances are you probably need to work with somebody and revamp it or figure out what's missing that would make a difference to have you be effective.
Exactly. I think that's such a good point. And, you know, there's nothing, I think that we're living in a world right now where everyone wants instant gratification. And I mean, you're just not going to get it by doing this. Searching for a job is, it doesn't need to be so difficult, but it is. As an employee too, you know, you should want a job that you enjoy. It doesn't have to be, oh, I have to go to work tomorrow. You know, I wake up every day. I'm so excited to do BM. I'm so excited to work on it. And I wish that it makes me really sad when I hear people, you know, they're so excited for the weekend and they're dreading Mondays. You know, it doesn't need to be like that. You just really have to apply to things that you actually are interested in because you'll be there more long term. You know, employers can get a sense for when you're just there as a placeholder. And I don't think employees like that. I don't think the employers like that either.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And when I do a lot of talks to colleges and so forth, one of my favorite quotes to open up a talk about how recent grads can get hired or how people can find their first job is a quote by Howard Thurman, where he says, "Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive and then go and do that." Because what this world needs is people who have come alive. And I think it's a paradigm shift rather than just reacting to circumstances and jobs and suffering through every day. You have an opportunity to have choice. It's, you know, you can go to Starbucks. You have a million choices. You can go online for dating. You have so many choices. And the same is true of job hunting. So why choose to suffer through a crappy job that you're unsatisfied with when there are websites out there like yours and new ways to streamline your job hunt?
I know. And I think the problem is there are just so many. And the fact that there are, the reason I even entered the space was, I mean, people were telling me, oh, LaDan, you're crazy. You should not be entering such a crowded space. But to me, the fact that it was so crowded just told me that there is a huge problem. You know, if one website was doing it right, then there wouldn't be so many. So I think that over time, again, it's all just personal preference, but everyone needs to just find something that works for them, because we spend most of our life at work, and that's just a fact. No matter what industry you're in, most of the week you're at work. So it's just like getting married. You know, getting married is the one decision. Some people say it's the most important decision of your life. You're spending your whole life with one person, but your career is, I think, even more important because you're doing it all day.
Yeah, I agree. And so I'm really curious, too, about the platform a little bit more, just so our listeners and even I can understand. When you're saying you don't use keyword matching, because I can definitely see the lack of efficacy when you're looking at, okay, the person might have the word computer or the word Word, like, for example, Microsoft Word in their resume, but it doesn't necessarily match them up. How do you more effectively match people if you're not using keywords? What does that look like?
Yeah, so great question. Our algorithm matches off of data points and artificial intelligence. And I hesitate when I say that because some people are scared by that, but it doesn't need to be scary. It's just, that's the way the world is. That's the direction we're moving in. And I think that if artificial intelligence can be used in a great way, that it can do great things, like get you more accurate matches. So instead of matching off of keywords, we match off of data points, which incorporates your resume and your entire profile. It's not just your resume, it's your questions, it's your personal statement, it's everything. The more information you provide, and it doesn't need to be personal information, the more information about what you're looking for on your profile, the more accurate your matches will be. And just like our algorithm, the more you click on certain jobs, the more our algorithm learns about you. And it will then suggest jobs to you too. It'll say, Jennifer, I noticed you're clicking a lot on business development positions. You haven't engaged with these positions. Would you consider looking at them? And it will email you and tell you all of the listings, not a million of them, but, you know, different listings that you haven't engaged with. And on top of that, if you do make a profile, it will suggest you jobs based on that. It'll say, you know, I've noticed you've been applying for positions in broadcast journalism. Based on your experience, have you considered a position in field production? And I think that's one of the biggest positives to BIA, is that we kind of do the next step of thinking for you. You might not even know that you're qualified to work in field production, but our algorithm will be able to tell you that based on learning more about you as you click and as the more information that you enter.
Oh my gosh, you just sold me. LaDonna, I have to be honest. I was kind of interested. I was like, okay, I could see you, you know, maybe it's just another different job board. I mean, no offense, but you hear about a lot of job board sites. But just to be very frank with you, I love that concept because I get so many thousands of calls every year from people who want to transition into something else. They're not fulfilled, but like you said, they might have a degree in something or have peripheral experience. And I love that there's now an algorithm out there via your website that is giving people access to literally career consulting. There are so many, just in the last week, I've had 5 people ask me, oh, Jennifer, do you have a good career coach that you would refer because of that very reason? Because sometimes people kind of bump up against their hard skills. They say, okay, well, I've done X for the last 3 years or 5 years, or I recently graduated and I don't have adequate experience. And then they just wind up kind of stumbling around, lost in the darkness, not sure of what they want to do. And I think it's genius that you came up with this idea of actually helping to understand and to take that step beyond just, hey, here's a job, apply for this job, more out of the box of what if there were something that you hadn't considered before. So it's almost like you have a career consultant on the web to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for saying that. But it's so true. I think that, listen, if you have access to a computer now, there is no reason why you shouldn't have access to all of these different tools. And you're kind of right. You don't really need a career counselor when you have BIA because we think for you. And that's the biggest thing. You know, and some people push back against that. They say, well, I don't like when a computer thinks for me. But wouldn't you like something that is, you like it when other people think for you? You know, you're going to a career coach. That career coach is thinking for you. So this is just doing that online for free. It's kind of just like a no-brainer. Why people do things every day that they don't even know are tools and experience that they can contribute to something. Like I have a perfect example, stay-at-home moms trying to re-enter the workspace. I work with so many of them that say, oh, but I've been a stay-at-home mom. I don't have any job experience. That's ridiculous. Being a stay-at-home mom, there's nothing harder than that. You are a certified chef. You're a driver. You are a tutor. You're an organizer. You're all of these things. And when you kind of start looking at that and putting all of that on one piece of paper, our algorithm reads that and it can suggest jobs for you. And we have so many job listings that people think, oh, I need 5 years of experience at a company. That's not true. I've hired people personally on my team that they don't even have a college degree. I don't care. If you are a tech genius, I'm going to hire you. If you've been an Instagram fanatic, a Facebook fanatic, and you're a professional at using social media, why do I need you to go to college? I mean, but my algorithm can read all of that. And it can do the next step. It can think for you and suggest jobs that you wouldn't even know you're qualified for. So there are so many components to BIA that it's hard for me to kind of pinpoint which are the most important parts. But I agree with you. I think that kind of the whole premise that we will suggest jobs for you is huge, because I don't know of anyone else who's doing that yet.
Yeah. And it's funny because I know one of the obstacles in a lot of industries like legal and accounting right now is that a lot of employers need seasonal workers. And yet you have this kind of gap in the marketplace, like what you were talking about. You might have stay-at-home moms or stay-at-home dads or people who had to stay and take care of their parents or maybe needed flexible work schedules for whatever reason. And right now, if you can basically narrow the gap between these employers and, say, law firms or accounting companies who need seasonal workers to come in, do work, get trained, like people who might have a mathematical disposition, but it might not show up in clear colors on their resume, and find a way to match them with these seasonal jobs that's a win-win for the employer and the employee, that's a whole market that hasn't even been scraped yet.
I know. And also veterans. We work with so many veteran groups, and that's something that's just really close to my heart, because these people, you know, they risk their lives for us, and then they come home and there's nothing waiting for them. And they think, oh, well, I only have a very certain, very small, unique set of skills. But that's not true, because there are employers out there that want those skills. I think the days of a resume, honestly, within the next 5 years are coming to a close, because you cannot display all of your amazing characteristics on a resume. Take a vet, for example. You know, they experience so much. They are trained in so many things, but they're not necessarily conventional. But all of those qualities are exactly what some employers are looking for. So I think that having an algorithm that can read all of that for you, it's just so crucial.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I can't wait to tell some people I know about this. And I can see where it would be very beneficial to employers as well. Is BEA set up, by the way, for those of you tuning in who might not know how to spell BEA, it's BEEYA.com is the website, right, LaDon?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I know we're saying it phonetically, but hopefully in case anybody's like, well, great, they keep talking about it. What is the darn website? So, to your point about creating these algorithms and helping employers, is there a way to help employers customize it on the back end so that that way they can have a filter to have the employers just constantly be emailed an influx of candidates, or is it not set up for that yet?
So we were set up for that. We recently took that section down only because we partnered with all of these different companies, and we were getting almost kind of, it was getting a little bit too clouded. And so what we're doing right now, we're definitely going to bring it back, but what we're doing right now is focusing on the employees, because we do have all of these, we have over 11 million jobs now on the platform. So for now, we're focusing on the employees, just getting the word out there that these tools and this website is a resource for them. And then I'm thinking probably by December or January, we'll bring it back for the employers.
I love it. I think this is great. Well, I would definitely encourage all of our listeners to check it out. Are there any other things that you and I didn't cover about the website or its functions or anything you'd love to leave our listeners with today?
No, I just want to say one thing. It's completely free. Some people say, why would you leave it free? But for me, the whole point is really to just create a community. You know, I want people to be able to get a job that they love without wanting to rip their hair out over the course of 5 to 6 months. So we make enough money through licensing out our software and working with our partners. So it is completely free, and we cover every industry, and there's over 11 million jobs. So, you know, you're trying all these other websites, so you might as well try one that has all the listings incorporated.
Awesome. And just one more time for our listeners, if you can just go ahead and spell out the website for everybody.
Yeah, it's BEEYA, B-E-E-Y-A.com.
Awesome. Well, LaDawn, it's been such a pleasure to have you here today, and I'm so excited about what it is that you're up to in your company and the great work you guys are doing. So I'm intending that you will have made a difference for a lot of our listeners out there who might be just frustrated and pulling their hair out with the job search. So thank you so much for all of your wonderful advice today.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. And as always, if you missed any portion of today's show, you can always go to latalkradio.com and go to the Get Yourself the Job page and find at the bottom of the page the archive for today's show in its entirety and download it there. Additionally, later in the week, you can always find the show on iTunes under Get Yourself the Job on iTunes. It's free to download, subscribe, listen at your leisure, and enjoy the show whenever it's most convenient for you. So please do tune in next Monday at 4 p.m. And thank you again, LaDawn, for sharing with us about BIA today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.